Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services. Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Loos.
That was Fibber McGee and Molly.
You got it. And again, a tremendous show. Susan this morning with the Milneck Clinic, or not clinic, the Audiology Health Center was tremendous. And Christina is obviously going to be talking about the van traveling around the town of North Hempstead. And then Ryan with the sustainable solar projects going on. It really is, it's tremendous when you hear the initiatives that people are taking to try to improve the lives of the next generation. And that's really putting it in a simple nutshell. A young man, Ryan is, and out of school for 5 or 6 years, and this is a focus with the Progressive Long Island Progressive Coalition. But as everybody knows in North Hempstead, the real lifeline of this show was the Christina Liu Show.
Yo!
So, and I haven't been here for a couple of weeks,
I know,
and now it's catch-up time.
Yeah, what a great show so far. Once again, another... I like when the themes, I said, when things flow, because we definitely had two people that are very dedicated to their career and obviously passionate. It's not just a job, which is really nice.
Right, 100%.
So great information.
They're engaged in what they do.
And I think, I mean, Otto, I'm convinced, like, I could just have Otto talk about hearing topics. I don't even think we need any audiologists anymore. I think we have Otto, so we're good.
I agree. That woman.
It was
well,
very
it's like you
Otto.
Said, it's something you believe in, and
yeah.
I do believe in the need to improve hearing if you have a problem is very important.
No, and I think that's what makes this show really special to do because, you know, the fact that you had experience with it and, you know, a listener listening to this, it's not just, oh, okay, here's an audiologist telling you tips and what to look for. You know, you're really explaining from your point of view how it's been, the journey that it is, and how it makes such a difference, too, which was definitely wonderful. And of course, Ryan was great. He's always... so great, and seeing just how he's trying to make the world a better place, I think it was a nice message to kick off, you know, the weekend.
Very good.
And we're also celebrating Otto's birthday. That was last Sunday, so we gave him a little radio. We look for any reason to have a little birthday celebration here at WCWP.
Just turned 41.
I know. Love it.
And it doesn't take Christina much to have a little celebration.
That's halfway.
That's right. We went with a little golf theme for Otto. So happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
I'm glad we got to celebrate.
Appreciate everything
with you.
You've done. I can't see it. There's a big, big, big spread out here on the table.
That's right. And I think it's something like, if you want to be a guest on the show, there's usually treats. You want to be a co-host, there's treats. So just keep that in mind. But certainly in North Hempstead, October is quite the busy month. When I worked on the calendar for this month, it was really quite the daunting task because everything, just pages and pages of the community calendar. Which is great because it's everything's starting back up again. So I want to remind people that flu shots are now available. We just had our first one on last Wednesday, and we have one that's going to be on next Wednesday, October 10th. So these are from – the flu shots are provided by Northwell Health and New Health, and it is the quadrivalent flu vaccine that is latex and preservative-free. This is not the enhanced vaccine for those over 60. So we just want to remind people, if you need that, talk to your doctor first. Figure out what is the best route for you. So the next one, October 10th, is going to be at the Yes We Can Community Center from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. You need to make an appointment. And also, I want, if you're homebound, a nurse could actually come to your house and give it to you, too. So if you can't make it out, just give them a call. You know, so there's all different ways to get the flu shot. The St. Francis van, because the town of North Hempstead is starting a new trend. I mean, there's vans everywhere. Now we have a VA van. We have the St. Francis van, and we have the audiology van. So we're trying to make it as easy as possible for people to be proactive when it comes to their health. So the St. Francis van will actually also be providing flu shots as well. So at these different locations, you could check that out. So Thursday, October 11th, it's going to be at Magnolia Gardens from 10 to 2, and that's over in Westbury. And then Thursday, October 18th, it's going to be at the Port Washington Senior Center from 10 to 2. And on the cardiac screening bus, I mean, you can get your blood pressure checked, diabetes screenings, flu shots, referrals, all different things. And I just think it's great. You don't need to make an appointment.
That's the greatest thing.
It really is.
And you should avail yourself to these services. It's silly for people who don't, you know.
No, and that, you know, what actually made me very happy was that our Pioneer newsletter hit last week, I believe it should have been. And if you did not get it, please call 311 or 869-6311 and tell me if you have an address change or you're not getting it, whatever it might be. Otto, did it land in your house, the Pioneer?
It landed.
Good. That's what I like to hear.
Yeah, I got it too.
Good.
I
like to make sure.
Time.
Oh, good. Because I've been really on top of the mailing list.
Put my address down. Yeah, this time I saw it.
Good.
Yesterday.
Good.
Maybe the day before.
Well, that's what I like to hear because it's really a great.
This is one of the nicest ones I've ever seen. Not knocking the other ones.
Oh, thanks.
They're all nice, but the layout of this one
is special. Yeah, well, I tried to have like graphics and stuff and really make it educational. And certainly the whole theme of it is all about, winter preparedness and getting ready for Jack Frost, which is going to be our program on October 25th. From 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., it's all about winter health and safety. It's going to be at Clinton G. Martin Park, which is right in New Hyde Park, and we have tons of speakers. It's going to be, the first topic will be traveling safely in ice and snow, which is Sherry Baton, who's our fabulous mobility manager, and she'll be presenting with Eileen Bitar, who's from AAA. Then we have staying healthy during the winter months, which is Joanne Tricarico, who's one of our fabulous nurses, and Margaret Gazzonis, who, if anyone knows, you will fall in love immediately. She's our Zumba instructor, and she teaches a line dancing as well. She's great. And then we have home safety and preparing for home for winter, which is John Driscoll, who's over at the Carr Place Fire Department. And then we have Jamie Ucolano, who is from Albertson Hardware. So we kind of have a whole widespread, trying to prepare you in all angles to do this. The Pioneer itself has articles on different checklists you should do. We have Preparing for Winter Storms by the one and only Otto Loos. He tells us how to prepare.
I'm more focused than that on what happens if you don't prepare.
Right, exactly.
You know, what are the pitfalls?
Like, absolutely.
You may not have medication. You may be isolated. You know, that's why you should pay attention to,
absolutely,
to preparing.
We have a little checklist about pet disaster tips, winter driving safety, and what you should actually keep in your car. And then we have how to prevent fires in your home. And there's a blurb about Meals on Wheels and the Project Warmth Emergency Fuel Fund, which is really a great, great program. They're going to come actually on our radio show from United Way and talk a little bit about that. But what's really great is that I've been getting a lot of feedback from the Pioneer.
Have you?
Yeah, because on the back page, we had in one of our years ago, I don't even know when, we had a little cutout, a little tear off that you can mail back in if you were homebound and you wanted assistance, you know, from a social worker. So far I've received about, I think it's about almost 10 now.
Really?
Yeah, which is wonderful, you know, because that's people who saw it and ripped it off, which I think is really great. And then I was getting calls about, you know, I didn't get my people get very angry when they don't get their Pioneer. Because what we try to do is, of course, there's some dates in here too, but a lot of the information is really something that you can keep this, you know, and refer to it. It doesn't go bad, you know, the tips that you need to prepare. So
it comes out three times a year.
Three times a year, yes.
Right.
So I really just I encourage people to not toss it in the mail. It's not, you know, just a government publication. It really has wonderful information in it. I'm proud of it, so check it out.
You should be. It's a good one. Very well done.
Thank you.
But actually, I'm trying to see if it's called The Pioneer, or should it really be called Otto's Paper?
I know.
Right, every month he's in it, or every time it comes out. You know.
Well, I had to laugh because I gave a card. I come into work, and there's a card on my desk that's addressed to Otto. So I love that they know that I'm just going to be like running into Otto. Like, all right, I'll pass it.
Mattituck.
Oh, yes, because he's quite, you know, he's officially part of this dev. I mean, Otto's really part of the Project Independence family, and he was actually doing a presentation out in Mattituck. How'd that go, by the way, Otto?
It went pretty well, actually.
Good.
Yeah.
He was talking all about Project Independence and all the wonderful initiatives that town, you know.
I got roped into it by a friend of mine who I golf with, so he asked me to come out there and talk to the civic group that they have about aging in place is what they're doing. So this was the South Hole Senior Center, and the people are very nice, and they do some good things out there already, but I hope that I gave them a few ideas on things that we
do. No, I think it's really wonderful, you know, and that's, you know, over at our department, you know, we've met with so many different townships over the years, you know, and I think it's great because Project Independence is really a model. And, you know, of course, we were very blessed to have, you know, two supervisors who really believed in the program and growing the program. So it made it, you need the support, that support, in order for this to succeed.
Well, Congressman Swazi, about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Oh, yes, Otto was there too. Otto's been all over the place talking about.
Well, he held a forum.
That's right.
With all kinds of groups, about 50, 60 different groups. And Project Independence got a very, very, very high amount of focus as a good example of what could be done. And one that he is promoting and encouraging. So I think that's
great. Well,
a good
thing. We'll give ourselves a pat on the back because that's what we like to hear. And it's all good stuff. And I think it's great that the program is continuing to grow and come up with, you know, new programming based upon the trends that are going on. So kudos to all of us. And
a big thing that came out of it is that it's very, very important that a program like Project Independence be kept local with human contact, not become a bureaucracy. And he's, I think, very aware that that's important.
Right, because that's really, and that's a great, you know, because that's really what makes it a special program and different, is that, you know, you can have a relationship with a person. I mean, you know, the nurses and social workers really have amazing relationships. And, you know, and as far as this whole winter preparedness thing goes, you know, when we've had these hurricanes or storms, whatever it might be, you know, they know who they deal with that might be, you know, higher risk, that might need an extra phone call and say, did you do this? Did you get in touch with this? You know, and the fact that you have someone to do that for you is really wonderful. And the people who are the children, the adult children of these seniors are really appreciative of a program like this, you know, that's they're sort of like the second children, you know.
It was only last year, I think, I heard about that actually Project Independence reaches out when there's a storm coming to say, like, Otto, you sure you have your medication? Right. You sure I'm all set? Thank you very much.
Yeah, so I mean, just, you know, then that's just like a little glimpse, you know, as to all the wonderful things that go on. But the human contact piece is what makes it special.
This is aside from Project Independence. My wife's uncle died about a year ago. He was 90 something, and his wife was alive. And I might have said the story before. At the wake, two guys come in, two young guys, and go up, and they're talking to her, and blah, 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 blah. They're her pharmacists, and they brought her prescriptions because they knew the time was coming. So with all the stuff that was going on, we didn't want you to miss out on your prescriptions. That's like,
see, and that's
and this is Manhattan. This was in Manhattan.
Well, really, that's really. But you know what it is? That's what I said, obviously, you know, there's a lot of negativity that goes on in the world. I said, and there's like, it's nice to focus on some good things that people are doing out there. So.
And there's a lot of good things that go on, except that, unfortunately, we always hear about the bad.
Right. You know,
and that's why we have a show like this, where we can talk about all these wonderful things.
That's true.
That's right.
It is true.
And speaking of wonderful things, the Yes We Can Community Center programs are up and running. They are, unfortunately, they are full for the exercise for balance and strength class. They're up to almost like a little under 40 people that go to a class every Friday, which is amazing. But they also have availability in What in the World is Going On, which is a current events group, and it's facilitated by a PI member, actually, who is Dr. Armin Rosenblatt. So that's on Fridays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. over at the Yes We Can Community Center. And then following that is Color Me Calm, which is a fabulous mindfulness coloring activity, which is certainly, it's enjoyable, and it helps, it's a good stress relief, too. So that's also at Yes We Can. And we have a great program coming up on Tuesday called Breaking Up Myths of Cognitive Impairment. It's going to be presented by Elizabeth Robles, who is from the Alzheimer's Association. We actually had them on last week, and it was really a great, great segment. They're a wonderful organization. And each month, I think it's October, November, and December, they're going to be presenting different topics related to this. So that should be really great, because there are a lot of myths surrounding cognitive impairment.
Well, to me, that's one of the biggest problems with it, is it's very difficult to define.
Right.
If somebody really has
Alzheimer's
or some form of dementia, or you're just slipping.
Right.
Yeah, this will tell you about the risk factors, the stages, the treatment. It's going to be at Shelter Rock Library, Tuesday, October 9th, 11:30 a.m. So call 311 for that information.
We'll go to break this way before I keep it nice and simple. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back after this break.